Can I make a comment on her too quickly?
Because
it's something that's quite dear to my heart. So, of course, it's something that, you know, we think maybe in a case of ER-positive, HER2-positive disease that it might be theoretically useful to add a CDK4/6 inhibitor. But I think it's worth noting that the rationale in those patients biologically is perhaps even stronger than that. So there are a few laboratory studies published now that actually the CDK4/6 pathway can specifically mediate resistance to anti-HER2 therapy and HER2 blockade, and a pretty solid rationale for that. So I think this really adds to my excitement as we eventually will get results from studies like Monarch HER and Patina. And I think the first, I wouldn't call it proof of principle, it may be too strong, but the first exciting information for me was the results of a neoadjuvant study by Dr. Luca Gianni in patients with ER-positive, HER2-positive breast cancer. He treated a cohort of around 30 patients with endocrine therapy, I think it was fulvestrant, together with trastuzumab, pertuzumab, and palbociclib. So it's a chemotherapy-free regimen, ER-positive, HER2-positive disease, and a pathologic complete response rate above 25%, 28%. So this is much higher than we saw in the ER-positive patients treated with trastuzumab, pertuzumab alone in, say, Neosphere. It's higher than we see with neoadjuvant chemotherapy traditionally. So I think there's a lot of interest in this area right now. And the reason I wrote in the survey that I've never done it is because I'm not allowed to do it. Isn't that right? Isn't that the indication doesn't really permit me to
right,
do it?
Yeah,
someone
no, it's
who's
definitely
got HER2-positive disease and I follow the rules.
What about the neoadjuvant adjuvant situation, whether it's, you know, locally advanced, inflammatory, or a patient who needs shrinkage in order, I mean, I guess you would expect the likelihood of tumor shrinkage would be greater, right, with a CDK inhibitor?
I haven't done that outside of a clinical trial.
But is that true?
Well, if you look at the NeoMonarch data, you know, there wasn't really, the problem with ER-positive disease is we don't actually see path CRs very rarely,
yeah,
under 5%
right.
Or so. You know, I do think that the tumor regression is likely to be greater, but, you know, I don't know that rates of breast conservation will be any.
Although the NeoPALNA did see that, right? So when we looked at the NeoPALNA publication, which looked at letrozole with palbociclib compared to chemotherapy in the neoadjuvant setting for ER-positive patients, the PCR rates, the pathological complete response rates, were identical and were very, very modest, I think 3 to 4%, if I recall them right. But the breast conservation rates were comparable, in the order of about 64 to 75, somewhere there. So breast conservation was similar, so one could forego potentially chemotherapy. But yeah, as I said, I think based on those data, I haven't changed my practice yet in the neoadjuvant setting.
So I think it's a very difficult endpoint as well, because there's so much
right.
patient preference involved.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.